I really like to go back to where I was born.
Oh, Lord.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I really like to see what it is.
For a vacation home?
Well, I just go to visit.
Yeah,
see
you just
what,
go
what
visit.
It's all about.
Yeah, hey, let's go have a good time watching people hanging from bridges.
Well, no, not really. My house was a pretty big house directly across this police department.
Yeah.
And they would come to our house to borrow silverware plates and all that anytime they get some big character visiting them, the police department. They borrow our silverware and all that so they can serve them something.
They would?
So we were buddy-buddies to all of those cops.
So the chief of police would be like, hey, the Ayatollah's coming over. Go across the street to Rubens.
Get some of the plates and all that. Yeah.
Go to Rubens and get some plates and silverware.
Absolutely. We were there for them.
For the Ayatollah.
And then they have
weird.
I'm trying to find the right word. The police officers always... with a weapon and all that at the front gate of the police department.
Yep. So they got weapons, but they don't have plates and knives?
No, they don't. They have no knives, nothing.
What a weird police department, you know?
Well, I tell you, they were not there to serve anybody. And then all of the people that would show up would be all Americans.
You know what you should do is you should take a trip, a vacation back to the police
That's
department.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, and bring some Dixie cups and some styrofoam plates and some plasticware.
And then our water that we were being served, we fill up all those huge swimming pool in our yard. The water would trickle through the police department into our lot, you know, and then from our lot goes to the next house.
Wow. Now,
this is how it is.
So basically, if you want a drink, you just scoop out of the...
No, this is not a drinking water.
No, okay.
Oh, it's crap water.
Wait. So the cops got to get plates, but they'll send you some water.
Yeah, this was not a bad water, but it's coming out from the mountains, and then it's just got its way out all the way to the city.
Were your police wearing, like, loincloths and throwing spears?
No. A military uniform.
Okay. All right, I just had something else pictured in my mind. It seems pretty backwards, you know?
Oh, the cop is out there with a rifle on his shoulder 1 hour at a time. He'd go, and then another cop come in and take
place.
Yeah,
I've heard you talk very fondly about these police officers over the years. And
they're good guys.
Yeah, so you can go back and see what it's like. So it's kind of like nostalgic. You want to go back and see what it was like in the old country.
Yeah. Man, I have history there that's just worth seeing it, you know?
Yeah, I know it. I mean, I've heard all those stories. I want to see where you kicked the guy off the bridge and, you know.
Oh, boy.
The guy had tried to
And I had 10 friends, all military friends.
Yep.
And then we had a place called Top of the Rocks.
Yep.
We all gather up over there every so often and chit-chat, talk, and all that. And, I mean, these guys were actual military guys.
Oh, yeah.
And here I was a young kid.
Yeah, I know it. You were like...
I'm at the tip of my fingers.
Why did they like you so much? What did you...
I don't know. It's my great personality.
so this 13-year-old kid, not an
I'm
Iranian.
Telling you.
And these are all Iranian cops. And they're just like, hey, man, be extra kind to the kid with the plates.
I don't know what they say, but they would not mess around with me.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we got to protect this kid. He's got silverware and he's got plates.
No, those guys were not involved with the silverware and all that. We just get together, sit, they call the Top of the Rocks.
Yep. And sing.
Hey. Sit around there and chit chat.
Didn't you sing up there? Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The singing was a different situation. The singer was me and one other guy called, what the heck was his name? I don't know. But he had good clothing, good jackets, good coats and all that. Occasionally when I want to do something fancy, I'd borrow one of his coats. Cara Dune, his name.
What is it? Cara Dune?
No, with the F, letter F.
Fairy Dune.
Wow. So you and Fairy Dune was a fancy dresser.
He was a wealthy kid.
Okay.
And he to go to his home, he'd have to pass in front of our house all the time. And every night that he would pass, and I had taught him in English, and I don't know how I learned, to sing the song again.
Again, yes, I remember you describing that.
He would whistle anytime, late at night, he'd be going by my house, he'd be whistling it.
So you and your friend Fairy would go sing together.
Yeah. We go on top of the hill and sing that again.
Gotcha. I love it. I love it so much.
It was a great childhood, I'm telling you.
I know. I can see why you want to go back. I mean, you got deep roots.
I just want to see. I don't remember anybody there. But then the women would come down the hill. They lived on the hill. They're all called something called chador, which is a big robe they wear, cover their faces. You can't see their faces.
Right, right. It's a very strict Muslim nation.
Yeah, they go all by in front of our house.
So the women would be like, they would just travel from house to house, maybe stop, get some silverware, and then...
No, not the women.
No.
It's the police department.
All right. Dad, this has been great. You've given us a lot of great moments on this episode of Dear Meathead. Everybody loves you guys.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm looking back. We learned about the lighters that you guys gave each other, the engraved lighters, so you could sit around and have cake and smoke cigarettes. wanting to go back to Iran, singing with your pal Fairy Dune.
Yeah.
And when it comes to falling in love, it just happens and you go bananas.
There you go. You got it all.
Hey, we love you.
Love you too, honey. I'm glad you're back home. And cut that tree there.
Oh, the big tree I was telling you about. You're not going to believe this thing.
Where is that?
You know where you used to throw garbage?
Wait a minute. No, I don't remember it.
Used to bury garbage in the back.
Oh, for the road?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
By the way, I'm still finding garbage back there.
Wow, wow, wow. That's a, how long is that tree?
Oh my God. It's got to be 80 feet at least. Maybe 100. It's huge.
Is that by the road that you drive through?
No, you got to go back into the woods about...
Oh, in the woods?
Yeah, about 70...
Not on your property?
It is on my property, but it's about 70 yards in. It's
holy
nuts.
Holy cow.
This thing is huge. This is firewood for 3 summers.
All right, now listen. Now, picture driving into towards your property that you turn right, goes into your property.
Correct.
Where, describe from that.
Okay, so you go down that road, and you know where the fire pit is?
Yeah.
You're looking at the fire pit to the right of it. So behind where, like, Marquis puts his trailer.
Okay, oh, wow. That's not your land, is it?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
All right, well, I love you guys.
Oh, I love you too. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad I'm back. And,
yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Joanne and Dad, I love you very much. So does everybody else.
All right. She left. She's going out to get some coffee or something.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Enjoy the day and say hello to your sweetheart.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And the cats in the cradle and the suits.